Episode 2995, Loiter in Rest.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. And do you have that smile on your face? Do you have joy deep within your heart that no matter what happens, you know that nothing is impossible? Well, today it's time to take a break from the busyness. It's time to loiter in rest. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. But when you're constantly on the go, always striving for more and pushing yourself to the limit, success seems to be inevitable. But in that pursuit, you often neglect to loiter in rest. You see, rest is not a luxury, but a necessity. It's essential for your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. If you are not rested, how can you truly move forward? In fact, God commands us to rest. Listen here what it says in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 10. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. You see, God knows that you need rest. In fact, when he created the earth and made sun and moon, separated the water from the land, what did he do on the seventh day? He rested. He created you too with a need for it, because when you rest, you allow your body to recharge and rejuvenate. You give yourself the opportunity to slow down, reflect, and reconnect with God. You give your mind a break from the constant stimulation and allow yourself to simply be, to be present. So loiter in rest. But you see also, rest doesn't just benefit you physically and mentally. It also has spiritual benefits, spiritual components, that when you take the time to rest, you open yourself up to hearing from God. That allows you to discern better. That allows you to know, well, gosh, am I following what the world is telling me to do, the pattern of the world, or am I really listening to what God has in store for me? You take out all of that noise, all of those distractions. In Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." So if rest is so important, why do you often neglect it? Why do we do it? Well, one reason is that we have bought into this lie that we need to be constantly, listen to that word, constantly productive in order to be successful. My husband was like this when I first married him. I loved him to the ends of the earth, but man, it drove me crazy. The man would not sit down. And then it was a double whammy because he would be working and that was just him. I was learning to get to know him more, right? We were newly married, living in the same house, trying to figure out life. And so I was one who was taught to rest. And it was okay to be still and not do anything. But it's really hard when you have this turtle and then you have this crazy rabbit that goes nonstop and will not slow down. Be still and know that I am God. You don't have to keep moving. You don't have to be busy in order to be successful. The truth is, productivity does not equal success. Success is found in living a life that is balanced and fulfilling. You're looking for that vibrancy, and it's found in knowing that you are loved and valued by God, not in what you can accomplish. It's not the accolades. It's not the trophies. It's not that you fit in to this particular compartment. that somebody says, this is what you need to be doing at this age in your life. God says, no, my child, I have carved out a unique path for you, a journey, a quest that only you can conquer. I give it to nobody else but you. And there's another reason we neglect rest, and it's because we feel guilty for taking time off. Go back to my husband. He's hurrying, scurrying around, can't sit still. The crazy rabbit, and here I'm the slow turtle, just taking it in. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Now, that doesn't mean that I couldn't hurry, scurry when I needed to. I knew when it was time to move, and I would be on it. But he was always on the move. You see, what we need to understand is that we don't have to go along with this belief that we need to be constantly working in order to prove our worth. Your worth is not based on what you do, but on who you are in Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 says this, and Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, it's time to loiter in rest. Take a break from the hustle and bustle of life. You see, that hustle and bustle just doesn't start in Christmas and end there. No, it goes through all of our life. It's called busyness. It's time to take that badge off and allow yourself to rest. Spend time with God every day. Reflect on His goodness every day. Allow yourself to simply be every day. That's authentic living. Remember, rest is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And when you rest, you position yourself to live a life that is truly fulfilling and abundant. My prayer for you, my friend, is may you find delight in allowing your mind, body, and spirit to loiter in rest. This is your day to rest. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.